Okay, so we're diving deep today into a case about the ADA.
All right, sounds good.
It's Fisher v. Mison North America, Inc., from the Sixth Circuit.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one.
It really digs into what employers have to do to accommodate workers with disabilities.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So, our mission today is to pull out the big takeaways,
For sure.
why this case matters so much,
Yep.
especially, for folks interested in employment law.
Absolutely.
We've got all the pieces of the puzzle here.
Okay.
The story of what happened, the legal back and forth, the specific issues, how the court thought about it, what they decided, and why it matters.
Sounds like a plan.
One thing that really jumps out at me is how this case shows that employers have duties under the ADA that keep going.
Oh, totally. So it's not like you check a box once and you're done.
Exactly. It's a responsibility that changes as the employee's situation changes.
Yeah, you got to be ready to adapt.
So let's talk about Michael Fisher.
Okay.
He worked at Nissan in Tennessee for a long time, over 10 years doing physically demanding work.
Wow.
And he had good reviews, too.
So he was doing well.
Yeah. But then in 2015, he got hit with severe kidney disease.
Oh, wow, that's serious.
He had to take medical leave. And then in 2016, he had a kidney transplant.
So his life changed a lot.
Totally. And when he was finally ready to go back to work, his doctor said he couldn't do just any job.
Right, he had limitations.
Yeah. And the fact that he'd been there for so long and had a good record,
It's important
that
context.
is, it shows this wasn't someone who was always having problems at work.
Right, his disability created a whole new situation.
And Nissan had to figure out how to adjust things so he could keep working.
Exactly. That's what the ADA is all about.
Okay, so this is where things get kind of frustrating.
Okay.
Nissan didn't seem to want to make accommodations for him.
Really?
Fisher asked for things like working part-time or moving to a less physical job.
Those sound reasonable.
Right. He even went so far as to point out open inspection jobs he thought he could do.
He took initiative.
He did. He even mentioned that other people had been reassigned after getting hurt on the job.
So there was precedent.
Yeah, but even though he kept asking from 2016 to 2017, Nissan didn't really engage with him.
That's a problem.
It is,
Yeah.
and it's a big part of the case.
Because the ADA is all about working together.
Right.
And when Fisher pointed out those open jobs, it made it even more important for Nissan to seriously consider those options.
And their lack of action really highlights how they might have failed to meet their ADA obligations.
Exactly.
So this lack of response had real consequences for Fisher.
Oh, I bet.
He started having attendance problems because of his health,
Makes sense.
and Nissan started giving him warnings.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, then in February 2017, they had a big meeting.
Okay.
Fisher straight up asked for accommodations, but HR basically blew him off.
They didn't even try?
Not really. In the end, he left the company and then they fired him for being absent.
Yeah, that's harsh.
So he sued under the ADA.
I'm not surprised.
He said they failed to accommodate him and that they failed to engage in the interactive process.
So the back and forth you're supposed to have.
Exactly. To try to figure out solutions together.
Makes sense.
But here's the thing. The court had to look at whether Fisher's absences were just because of his disability, or if they were made worse or even caused by Nissan not accommodating him.
Yeah, that's a key point in these ADA
It
cases.
is. So legally, things got interesting.
How so?
The district court first said Nissan was in the right.
They sided with the employer.
They did. They gave him a summary judgment.
Oh, wow.
But then the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals basically said, not so fast.
They reversed it.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, they reversed a big chunk of it.
Interesting.
They said there were real disagreements about the facts,
About what exactly?
about whether Nissan really did fail to accommodate Fisher and engage in that interactive process.
So they said it wasn't so clear cut.
Right. And that's a big lesson for anyone studying law.
How so?
Because it shows that at that summary judgment stage, employers have to prove they did what the ADA requires.
And just not engaging in that back and forth can be a big problem for them.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
this reversal from the Sixth Circuit is huge.
What do you think it means?
It suggests the lower court might have jumped the gun.
By saying there was no real issue to even go to trial.
Exactly. The Sixth Circuit said you got to look deeper
Dealing to what?
into how the employer acted.
In terms of the accommodation requests?
Right. And how they engaged or didn't engage in the interactive process.
So don't dismiss an ADA claim too quickly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's break down some of those legal bits.
Okay.
The ADA says employers have to provide reasonable accommodations.
Unless it's a huge burden on them.
Right. Unless it would cause undue hardship.
Okay.
And one type of accommodation is reassignment to a vacant position.
Moving someone to a different job.
Yeah. And the court said Nissan had to at least consider this for Fisher.
Especially because he pointed out specific jobs.
Right. That's key. The employer has to be proactive.
Especially when the employee gives them concrete options like Fisher did.
Okay, now about this interactive process.
The back and forth.
Yes. The law is clear. Employers can't just ignore requests for accommodations.
Right.
They have to work with the employee to find solutions.
It's all about good faith effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Sixth Circuit was not happy with Nissan on this point.
What did they say?
Judge Stranch specifically said that Nissan being dismissive could lead a jury to say they didn't participate in the interactive process.
And that could make them liable.
Right. The interactive process is often the make or break point in these cases.
So you're saying it's not just about finding the perfect solution.
Right. It's about showing you're really trying.
That you're engaging in the process.
Exactly. You're considering different options and working with the employee.
It's about more than just the outcome.
Now, there's one thing Fisher asked for that he didn't get.
What was that?
He wanted damages for emotional distress under Tennessee law.
Interesting.
But Tennessee has a really high bar for those claims.
What do you mean?
You have to prove the employer's conduct was outrageous.
Like really, really bad.
Yeah. And while the court said Nissan was callous.
So not nice.
Right. But they didn't think it was outrageous enough for emotional distress.
So even if you win your ADA claim,
you might not get emotional distress damages.
It depends on the state and the specific facts.
So to figure out Fisher's ADA claims, the court used a pretty standard framework.
Okay. What was it?
First, did Fisher actually request accommodations?
That's the first step.
Yes.
Huh?
And in this case, the answer was clearly yes.
He asked multiple times.
Right. Second, did Nissan engage in the interactive process?
That's the big one.
The court said it seemed like Nissan didn't.
By not responding to his request.
Right. They dropped the ball there.
Yeah.
And third, would accommodating Fisher have been a huge burden on Nissan?
Like an undue hardship.
Exactly. Mm. And the court said Nissan didn't prove that giving Fisher a different job or more breaks would have disrupted their business too much.
So they didn't meet their burden.
Nope. Employers have to prove undue hardship.
And it's tough to do.
They can't just say it would be hard or expensive.
Right. They need proof.
Real evidence that it would be a significant burden.
Which they didn't have in this case.
Not really. Yeah. And here's a key point.
Shoot.
Just because an employer accommodated someone in the past
doesn't mean they're off the hook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can't just say, well, we did it before, so we don't have to do it again.
That makes sense.
Every request has to be looked at on its own.
Based on the employee's needs at that time.
Exactly. And what's available to the employer?
The ADA is always evolving.
Right. So think about what this means for employers.
And for us future lawyers.
This case is a wake-up call.
How so?
It reminds employers they have to really engage with employees who ask for accommodations.
You can't just ignore them.
Even if you've accommodated them before.
Right. Every situation is different.
And it shows that moving someone to a different job is a real option.
A reasonable accommodation.
Employers have to consider it seriously.
Especially if the employee suggests specific jobs.
Exactly. And you can't fire someone for missing work.
If it's because you didn't accommodate them.
That's what Judge Strange said.
Oh, yeah. I remember that quote.
She said, Nissan saying Fisher wasn't qualified because he missed work doesn't fly. Those absences were because they didn't accommodate him.
Powerful stuff.
It really sums up the whole point of the ADA.
To protect people with disabilities.
Right. To make sure they're not punished for something they can't control.
And that they have an equal chance to work.
When reasonable adjustments can make it possible.
That quote really highlights the court's reasoning.
It does. They're saying the ADA exists to prevent this crazy situation.
Where someone's considered unqualified because the employer didn't follow the law.
Exactly. So what's the takeaway for everyone listening?
Let's hear it.
This case, Fisher v. Nissan, shows us that the interactive process isn't just a box to check.
It's an ongoing conversation.
Employers always have to be ready to talk with employees who need accommodations.
And if they don't, there can be serious consequences.
And remember, reassignment is a real option.
Not just a theoretical one.
And just because you accommodated someone before
doesn't mean you're off the hook next time.
So here's something to think about.
Okay.
As the world of work changes and people's health needs change too.
It's getting more complex.
How can the law keep up?
How can we balance what employees need with what's reasonable for employers.
That's the challenge.
It is. And this case gives us a lot to think about.
It shows how courts are interpreting these crucial rules.
It reminds us that the ADA isn't just a bunch of rules.
It's about real people.
And it requires employers to be committed to creating workplaces that are inclusive and accessible.
Exactly.
It makes us think about how the law impacts people with disabilities in their everyday lives.
Food for thought.
Absolutely.